relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Everybody, relax.
Easy, Mikey.
I'm just here to give the man a ride.
I'm going for a walk with him.
Oh, wait.
A long walk.
You don't want to blow me off.
Does anybody mind if I order?
Your whole family. Hola. Imono Sena. Come with me. Come on. Let's go.
I can't let that happen.
Then we're in a pickle.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds to leave, and then I'm going to shoot you.
FYI, that's kind of a thing with these marshals.
You really think you're that good?
I don't know. I'm getting old, but I'm probably pretty good from this range.
I don't know, I'm getting pretty old, but I'm pretty good at about 3 feet. That is, of course, from Justified. Dear friends, welcome back to America First. This is One on One with actor, director, Nick Searcy. Nick, welcome to One on One.
Thank you, Seb. It's good to see you again.
Hey, Nick, I just asked my engineer to print out your bio and then your, what do they call it? Your filmography. And I think we've run out of paper here in the printer. I'm just looking, look at this list is absurd. Days of Thunder, Prince of Tides, Fried Green Tomatoes, Castaway, Flicker, on and on and on. You've got the films you've directed like Gosnell and the TV shows like Nash Bridges, Chicago Hope, and of course Justified. Dude, do you sleep? Do you ever sleep?
Well, every once in a while I get a job. That's what my wife says. I'm always around the house, and then every once in a while I'm gone for a while.
All right, well, we're very, very impressed with what you've already produced. We're going to talk about this amazing movie that aired Thanksgiving just a few days ago that you have made called Capital Punishment. But first, as we do, we have millions of listeners across the nation. Some of them may have been trapped under a rock for the last 40 years. So just in case they don't know who Nick Searcy is, tell the world, all of our listeners and viewers, where you hail from, where the Searcys are from, how you got into this crazy business of films, and just tell us a little canned version of your life so far.
Well, I grew up in a little town in the mountains of North Carolina called Cullowhee, North Carolina. For some reason, there was a university in my town, and as a child, I did some plays at the university when I was in about 11 or 12, and so after that was I got hooked on it, and I just wanted to be an actor. And of course, back then, living in North Carolina, I didn't know anyone that was an actor, so I didn't really know how to go about it. But, you know, I studied acting in school, went to New York, did the plays, did the, you know, odd jobs and the limousine driving and all that stuff, and found a way and moved back to North Carolina in about 1989 when my daughter was born, and wound up getting a part in a movie called Fried Green Tomatoes, which kind of put me on the map, and I kind of had a career after that. So that's it in a nutshell.
Now you have a rather good Twitter game. You're at Yes Nick Searcy. Your tag here is once guest hosted for Rush Limbaugh. I love always mentioning that. Nick, you are clearly a conservative. I think your new film demonstrates that. Have you always been a conservative? And if so, what was it like to be in the industry you're in? Or were you apolitical? Give us your political evolution, if you would.
Well, I think I was always kind of instinctively a conservative, but I wasn't paying much attention to politics until my daughter was born. Up until that point, I was really focused on trying to get my acting career going, so it just wasn't as much of a part of my life. But after my daughter was born in 1989, I started to it kind of makes you more serious about things, you know? And so I started to really pay attention a lot more. And, you know, ever since then, I mean, like I said, my acting career pretty much started when I was still in the Southeast. I was doing films like Fried Green Tomatoes and The Fugitive and Days of Thunder. And living in the Southeast as an actor, you know, you don't have to keep your mouth shut about politics. So by the time I moved to California, I'd already been running my mouth, and it was too late to take it all back. So I didn't know I was supposed to shut up, so I never did.
Now, Fried Green Tomatoes was 30 years ago this year. Yes, you were geographically, you weren't in the heart of Hollywood. But talk to us, because you clearly had to travel. You had to go to studios, auditions, or what have you. What was the business like then, 30 years ago, and how much has it changed? Has it always been a cesspit and always totally woke, or have you actually seen it get worse in those three decades?
Well, it's definitely gotten worse. I mean, you know, I can't remember ever really having much of a conversation about politics on a set until George W. Bush got to be president. And of course, he was hated so badly by the Hollywood left that's the first time I really noticed it. And it's definitely steadily gotten worse from there. I mean, it just now it's completely toxic. And, anybody now who isn't a Democrat is some sort of racist, white supremacist, insurrectionist, terrorist. And
so, that's pretty good summation for the insanity we're living in right now. My very, very small experience, of course, I've been doing TV for many years, and I was an extra once in a very bad movie. But my no, it really was. It was called Shadow Chaser. Look it up, guys. I'm one of the EMTs right at the end of the movie with my best buddy. We hung out at Pinewood Studios for 2 days to get to dress up as EMTs. It was a very bad Blade Runner ripoff. But my experience is the artists, the directors, that's the woke crowd, the guys that actually do work, like lift stuff, you know, move cameras, the guys that actually sweat for a living. My experience is that they're usually salt of the earth conservatives. Is that an oversimplification?
Oh yeah, no, that's really true. I mean, a lot of times, especially on the set of Justified, when I was there, people would on the crew would come up to me and you go, you know, I'm totally on your side. I just don't want to say anything.
Yeah, no, that makes
so
sense.
So yeah, no, there's a lot more conservatives in Hollywood than you think. They're just smarter than me, and they keep their mouth shut.
Well, we're going to talk about your new movie. We're going to talk about the message of your hat that looks like it's a regular MAGA hat, but in fact it says Make America Talented Again. We'll talk about that philosophical stance. But first, let's dive in. Let's talk about the film that came out for Thanksgiving. You can check it out right now at capitalpunishmentthemovie.com. Download it, watch it. Capital Punishment, what is it about? Tell us about this film that you have directed or produced along with Chris Berg. God.
Well, I was in Washington on January 6th, not because I was planning on making a movie, but just because I'm a great American. And so I was there and I was making some just kind of touristy sort of iPhone videos or whatever. And I saw people praying and singing the Star Spangled Banner and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And to me, it kind of looked like a tailgate party. It was a lot of fun. You know, I even called into the Rush Limbaugh show and gave a live report from the Capitol. And I told them on the show, I said, this, you know, it's a lot of happy people here. They're singing songs and it doesn't look dangerous at all. But when I got back home and I turned on the news, of course, the only thing that was shown was the violence that was happening and the break-in that was happening, which I didn't see any of at all. And they never showed the size of the crowd. They never showed how many people were actually there. So that's kind of how it came about. I started to think, why are they lying about all this? Why aren't they telling the truth about, you know, the majority of the people that were there? And so that's kind of how the idea began to make a movie. And originally the movie was going to be called The Trouble with Free Speech, because I saw it as a free speech issue. I saw it as the government and the media trying to stifle the speech of people who went to Washington on that day by demonizing them. But as we went on and started to interview more and more people that were being attacked basically by the FBI and by the Department of Justice, people that had done nothing more than I had done, just gone there, most of whom hadn't even gone in the building, we started to realize that these people were being intentionally punished by the government. And that's why we changed the name of the film to Capital Punishment.
Is Capital Punishment Nick Searcy's attempt to set the record straight in some kind of documentarian way, or is it just a kind of eyewitness account of what you saw? What's the best description for those who want to see it?
Well, it's setting the record straight. I mean, we don't go into every aspect of it because we can't. It's only a 90-minute movie, but it's more about, I wanted to show people what that day was actually like for the people who were there. So many people like me had the same experience. They didn't see any violence, and they didn't even know it happened. And and also just to show people how these people are being treated by the government. And no matter what party you're in, no matter what side you're on, I would like for you, if you look at this film, to just ask yourself, do you think this is the way any American should be treated?
Well, it's about time somebody did this. Congratulations. Kudos to you and your colleagues. The movie Punishment, it premiered on Thanksgiving Day. You can watch it. You can check it out at capitalpunishmentthemovie.com. I suggest you do so today. That's capitalpunishmentthemovie.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefActor.com studios of the Salem Radio Network, just outside the insalubrious fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., and streaming on Rumble. That's rumble.com/Seb Gorka, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. You're listening to One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Nick Searcy, back after this break. We are coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's real, pain relief that works, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included, but not just me, people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. Shouldn't that be your story? It could be your story, but there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What are you waiting for? You deserve to know. You know it makes sense. Liberate yourself. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. You can now watch America First on TV, and I urge you to check us out. Go to salemnews.com or download the app today. You can also watch us on Roku and Fire Stick. That's Salem News Channel, the antidote to the lying legacy media. Welcome back to One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Nick Searcy. Nick, let's talk about what we have witnessed in the last 10 months, what we have seen in the transition from the Trump administration to the current Biden, I prefer to call it, regime. You've been around a fair few years. You've been around the block. You're of a certain age. Did you ever think it would be this bad, this fast?
I would say yes. I knew when the events of the election happened the way they happened, I knew it was going to get bad fast, because I knew that the people behind the Joe Biden administration, you know, they're not Joe Biden. It's a kind of a cabal behind him that's putting words in his mouth and telling him what to do. And I knew that they were going to move as fast as they possibly could to destroy as much of the country as they could get done before any backlash happens, because that's what leftists always do. Whenever they get both houses and they get the presidency, they move the ball down the field as far as they can without any mercy whatsoever. And then when the Republicans, you know, get back the house, we maybe take back 5, 6, 7 yards, and then they get it again and move it even further down the field. So I kind of figured, when Joe Biden was installed, that this was going to get really bad really quickly.
The film Capital Punishment talks about not what just happened on that day, but the consequences of it. You said you expected it to be this bad, given the track record of Biden and the radicalization of the Democrat Party. However, and this is hard for me to say, as the child of those who escaped a communist regime and whose father was imprisoned in a political prison, did you ever expect, as an American born in America, I am, of course, an immigrant, did you ever expect us to have what we have today in, here in Washington, D.C., which is effectively political prisoners, Nick?
No, that part of it is shocking. And, you know, Seb, I have friends from Romania, friends from Nicaragua, Venezuela, who tell the same kind of story. I think people who have had the experience like you've had, where you've actually suffered under a communist regime, you have a better understanding of what makes America unique than even some Americans that were born here. And to see not only the people that are in jail, not only that, but the people that are being bankrupted and tortured by this by these political attacks. I mean, the people that we interview in the film, they're mostly middle class people. They don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to mount a legal defense. And what happens to these people is they pile up these charges on them. They threaten them with 28 years and they give them a court appointed attorney. And most of the time, the court appointed attorney is not really working for the client. They're working for the government. They want to get the client to plead guilty. And so they come to them and they go, you're facing 28 years. You plead guilty to this one felony. You'll only do 6 months. And then you can get on with your life. You won't be able to vote or you won't be able to own a firearm, but, you know, you won't be in jail. And so a lot of these people are afraid not to take the deal. And then they can go around crowing, look, we got another domestic terrorist racist to admit that he did it. And, you know, they pile that stuff up and say, look how successful our protection of the country is from these racist Trump supporters.
And perhaps for me, I know this may seem like a small thing when you're looking at the threat of 20 years incarceration or hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. But perhaps the most disturbing for me, Nick, is when these quote-unquote defense teams are making the prisoners read certain books about quote-unquote white rage, and these prisoners, before they are tried, convicted, and potentially let free or paroled, are forced to make statements, Nick. Statements to the effect that, yes, Joe Biden is the president. There was no election fraud. That's straight out of Mao. That's straight out of, you mentioned your Romanian friends. That is out of Ceausescu's Stalinist Romania, where you have to make this public avowal, this disowning of yourself. That, to me, is the most chilling, Nick.
Yeah, it's absolutely sick. It's like signing your confession that you love Stalin and you were a traitor to the USSR right before they execute you. I mean, it really is sick. It's like that's intentional. They are trying to demonize holding a different opinion. They're trying to criminalize somebody who says, I believe the election was stolen. That's not a crime. I mean, people are allowed to believe that, but they want to make that a crime.
Yeah. Are you encouraged? I mean, clearly, you know, you're not giving up. You're very outspoken in the public sphere. You've made this new movie, Capital Punishment. Are you encouraged by what we've witnessed in just the last few months and weeks? The mothers talking out at the school board meetings, people like Stacey Langton, who's a regular on our show. Are you buoyed by the results, you know, of the Rittenhouse trial where 12 people, black and white, said, no, this is garbage. He's not a white supremacist. Are these very small victories, or do they make you think, people are getting red-pilled, to use a movie term?
I do. I am heartened by that. I was surprised by the Rittenhouse trial verdict. I was fully expecting those jurors to be intimidated, and they weren't. And, you know, the what's happening with the school boards, what's happened in Virginia, people are speaking out. And to me, that's one of the messages of this movie. We have got to stop being afraid of these people, and we have to stop letting them bully us into silence. We must continue to speak out, and we must continue to say what we believe to be true. And I'm seeing more and more people doing that, and I certainly hope it continues. I mean, there was a lady who organized protests at school boards who had her door kicked in by the FBI last week because of Merrick Garland calling these people that go to school boards terrorists. You know, it's the government is not going to stop doing what it's doing, because as far as they're concerned, it's working. The only thing that's going to stop them is for us to not accept it and to continue to say, this is wrong. This is not the way America should work.
Cleave to the truth. That's the message here in America First. Send a message to those around you that you believe in this nation and you will not stand down. Thanksgiving may have been a few days ago. Black Friday may be behind us. But Randy, our great, great America First store manager, has extended that special deal. Everything we sell is made in America. Tell the world what you think about the Biden regime. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Get one of the Let's Go Brandon hats, the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts, anything that is America First. Buy two, and Randy's going to give you a three-third item free. So whatever it is, the hoodies, the t-shirts, check them out. My books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, and also The War for America's Soul, all available at SebGorkaStore.com, and everything is made in America. Check it out. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. And don't forget, while you're listening, you may be listening to us on radio. This may have popped up on your Rumble feed. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss any of our one-on-one interviews. That is, of course, America First. My name, Sebastian Gorka, on all podcast providers. And then for the video stream and the video segments, go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. It is the First Amendment alternative to the fascistic cancel culture YouTube owners, Google and Alphabet. Go to rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Stay with us for more one-on-one here on America First. All of you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have giant box stores or any shopping channels. They've been instead targeted by cancel culture, but now they want to pass on big savings directly to you. Get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with my promo code. They also have queen-size pillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with promo code GORKA, or king-size pillows, usually $89.98, now only $29.98 with my promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to actual beds. Promo code GORKA also works at mystore.com and frankspeech.com. Call today, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Nick Searcy. Before we proceed with Nick to discuss his new movie, Capital Punishment, and why he's wearing a quasi-MAGA hat, I want to thank everybody who has already donated to our Angel Tree Fund. This is the program every year about Christmas time, around Thanksgiving, where we ask you to help the most unfortunate in America. These are girls and boys, there are millions of them sadly, who've lost a mother or a father to the prison system. They are vulnerable, truly vulnerable. 70% of them will end up in prison themselves. Let's break the cycle. Let's send them a message of love this year. Like our Lord and Savior told us, come unto me, the little children. They don't deserve to be ostracized. We get your donations to provide them Christmas presents from their incarcerated parent with a message of Christian love. Be that person today. Please go to SebGorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner and make a donation. As much as you can, if you've weathered COVID, this is where you can give back to the least fortunate, the girls and boys across America who've lost a parent to the judicial system. You can call and make your donation to the Prison Fellowship at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Or just go to our webpage, SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka. SebGorka.com. We are talking to Nicholas Searcy, or should I call you Chief Deputy Mullen from FX's Justified? He is the producer of a brand new movie called Capital Punishment. Watch it today if you want to see something substantive about what truly happened on January the 6th. Go to CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com. Nick, before we get deeper into the movie and to what you've been doing of late, your hat, what is Make America Talented Again? Please tell us.
Well, I'm not a politician, so I have my little world in which I work, and I think my mission is to make America talented again. You know, Hollywood has kind of ruined itself and basically told half, if not more than half, of America that they hate their guts and don't care if they watch their crappy shows or not. So I am trying to bring talent back to America. I'm a one-man wrecking ball doing that.
So let me ask you a question. I've asked many guests from your world on this show. Capitalism. I've been told that Hollywood is about the almighty dollar, and it's about making money. If that's the case, how long can they last literally pissing off, as you said, half the potential audience? When you have these virtue-signaling films, when you have these woke films, when you've got kowtowing to the Chinese Communist Party with the, you know, post-production re-edits of movies like Red Dawn to remove the Chinese enemy and paint in North Koreans, isn't there a point? I mean, is ideology now so strong in Hollywood that they will go down with a sinking ship? Or will somebody say, guys, nobody's watching woke Star Wars anymore? Tell us your expectation.
Well, this is my theory about it. They have insulated themselves from any consequences by now. If you notice, they ruined going to the movies. For the last 2 years, you couldn't go because of COVID. So the box office is now irrelevant. It doesn't matter because what they're doing is they're making their movies for Netflix, or they're making them for Amazon, or they're making them for release in China, where you can still go to the movies. And so you're paying a subscription fee to watch Netflix, and that means you're subsidizing everything that's on that network, whether you agree with it or not, and they don't really care if you watch it. And a lot of how Hollywood has worked over the years anyway is that they'll make 10 movies that don't make any money, and they'll push their politics in those 10 movies, and then they'll make one, like, Avengers movie that makes $500 million, and it'll subsidize all the rest. So they have created a system now, I believe, where they have insulated themselves from any outrage that the audience might show, and they literally don't care if you watch the movie or not. They get paid the same anyway.
So that's interesting. I hadn't even thought of that, because the subscription service is a flat rate. It's not, you know, it's not, you know, bums in seats. The subscription service insulates the lemons, the bad movies, from the ones that are, you know, going to be blockbusters anyway because there's some existing franchise. So you think this could go on in perpetuity?
I do, and I think what's going to happen is what's already happening. It's going to be replaced. A new entertainment industry is going to rise up. One of the things I just got through doing is Terror on the Prairie, which is the movie that the Daily Wire produced that stars Gina Carano and Nick Searcy, and we shot it in Montana, and you know, basically it was done outside of the Hollywood system, and I think more and more that kind of thing is going to happen. Well, I'm constantly being contacted by people that want to know if I will do a non-union film, if I will work outside the system, so I think more and more that's going to be the way we go.
Well, that's super exciting. I've been DMing with Gina all last week, so we're, God willing, getting her on this show very, very soon. But you beat her to it, Nick. You beat her to it. Do you do everything that you could do to ensure that you're healthy for your loved ones? Is your wife, your mother, your father, your children, your grandchildren, are they concerned that you're not the healthiest you could be? There are so many reasons to take Balance of Nature, but that's one of the reasons that I'm serious about it, because I'm serious about my personal responsibility for my health. You know you need to eat vegetables, you know you need to eat fruit, but very rarely do we eat enough. These six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, provide me with everything my body craves. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and fibers. Get serious, do it for your loved ones, and right now, Dr. Douglas Howe, the inventor, will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first order. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
This is One on One with Nick Searcy and me, Sebastian Gorka. If you enjoy One-on-One, please support those who make it possible, like the great Mike Lindell. The left hates him. They want to cancel him. They want to destroy him. They want to boycott him. Show him some love this holiday Christmas season. Just go there to buy members of your family something that is made in America. He is the inventor of the MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. President Trump loves them. My whole team uses them. 51 million sold. They're that good. But Mike has got over 150 items at his store. If you use my name, Mike's going to give you up to 66% off. Show some love to Mike. Get some gifts for your loved ones. This is perhaps one of the easiest way to get Christmas gifts. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A for those massive discounts, or just call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, Nick, I'm going to drop a big one. I'm going to drop the hammer on you. You got a cool hat. It says Make America Talented Again. And this is my bugbear for all of those conservative artists out there. You don't suffer from this because you were making good stuff and you were acting in great things before things got so uber political. But I have an issue with, you know, these people who come along. I'm a conservative producer. I'm a conservative film director. And I'm going to make conservative content. And it's crap. And you're beat over the head for 90 minutes with, you know, God is good, or do you know atheists are bad? And it's just unwatchable dreck. You go back 60 years, Nick, and you know this better than anyone. You go back 60, 70 years, Hollywood made amazing movies that were patriotic. And you didn't know they were really patriotic because first they were just compelling stories. You know, the Capras of the world, the Q Corps, the Casablancas. Why have we become, as conservatives, or why have your conservative colleagues forgotten how to do good content?
Yeah, it is surprising. And I think that's true of any movie, no matter what side you're on. If your politics are showing all the way through the movie, whether it's left or right, it's not a good movie. It's not a good story. That's not good storytelling. And I think so many times what is happening is that people on our side, that they are so concerned about the message that they want to give, and they make the message so obvious that they forget the part about you have to make the story interesting. And, you know, what I try to tell people is that most good movies are naturally conservative. You don't have to really work at it, because in good movies, actions have consequences. You know,
people, and heroes fight evil, right?
Right. And it's they're just naturally conservative stories, you know, most of the time. And I think that's another thing that Hollywood has done, is they've created this genre that they call faith-based film.
Yes.
And the reason they did that is that they have that. It's not that they want to promote Christianity or anything like that. They make a little category. They say, oh, we're going to release this because there's some Christian rubes out there that are going to buy it. And by calling it faith based, what they do is they send a message to everybody else and say, hey, you don't need to watch this. This is for Christian idiots only.
Yeah.
And so what we have to do is just start making good movies that happen to be conservative. You know, not necessarily making conservative movies.
No, that's absolutely true. Make a good movie. Write a good story first. Yeah. And then the values will permeate through. We're talking to Nick Searcy. Follow him at Yes, Nick Searcy, subtitle Insurrectional Film and Television Star on Twitter. The movie, his latest movie, you can watch it at capitalpunishmentthemovie.com. You mentioned this new movie that you're going to be in with Gina Carano that The Wire has produced. The name of the movie again?
Terror on the Prairie.
Terror on the Prairie. Great, great title.
That's when I look like this. I'm still, it's 1880 still at my house.
That's all right. It suits you. But we like beards here on America First. So that's The Daily Wire, branching out into movies. That's a conservative content provider, podcast company. You look at what's happened in the last year or so with the president being banned from Twitter, Facebook, etc., alternatives coming up like Parler and then being beat down, and then Getter and the rise of Rumble. Is there a danger, Nick, that patriots, and there's a lot of us, I mean, look, 74 million voted for President Trump. Is there a danger? Is there a danger that we're going to create this ghetto for content providing that's just ours and we're talking to each other? Is that the best way to proceed? Or is the hope that eventually our little, you know, mustard seed will become so successful that the giants in Hollywood, the Comcasts and the Paramounts, will just fall by the wayside? Is that realistic? What's the plan? Do we have a plan?
Well, my plan is that we have to take, it's going to take as long to take it back as it took for them to take it from us.
Yeah.
You know, they have been marching through our institutions, like Khrushchev said, for the last 100 years. They've taken over academia, they've taken over politics, they've taken over Hollywood, and they've been pushing these values for at least 50 or 60 years. And we're going to have to start pushing back, and it's going to take us that long. And yes, I do think that we have to start building platforms, and we do have to build subscription services. We have to build an alternative to Netflix that doesn't necessarily have to be totally conservative. It just has to be, we're not going to censor conservatives. We're going to allow conservatives to speak here. And I think the more we do that, we have to take it back incrementally. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 2 or 3 years. It's going to take a long, long time, because it took them a long, long time to ruin everything. It's going to take us a while to get it back.
Well, at least there are brave people like you who are starting that work. Of course, several years ago with the shocking true story of Gosnell that you directed, and now with what the Daily Wire is doing with you and Gina Carano. So something's happening. It's super, super exciting, and you've got my support. Guys, we're talking to Nick Sears, the actor-director. His latest movie came out on Thanksgiving. Please check it out. Watch it today. CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com. It's about what really happened on January the 6th, setting the record straight and talking to the people who were actually there, like Nick himself. That's CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com. Another truth teller I'd like you to support, a good friend of mine, an amazing, amazing patriot, is, of course, America's mayor. We had him on the show last week when I guest hosted for Greg Kelly on Newsmax. The left wants to destroy him, strip him of his law licenses, get him in court on some trumped up charge. Please support America's mayor, who's done so much for New York, but also for all Americans, especially with his investigations of the elections last November. So please go to RudyGiulianiFreedomFund.com. Support one of America's greatest patriots. That's RudyGiulianiFreedomFund.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
And we're back with U.S. Marshal Art Mullen. Sorry, Nick Sacy here on America First. Nick, I'll do something a little bit different. I've said it many times on the show here. We don't rehearse. We don't give talking points. We don't get our guests in advance. We don't give them the questions so they can rehearse. So here I'm going to hit you between the eyes, Nick Searcy.
I'm ready.
How hard is it for you to do what you do? Because in Hollywood, I mean, the Friends of Abe, I was so excited when I heard about the Friends of Abe maybe a decade ago, these conservatives in Hollywood, like, wink, wink, I'm Tom Selleck, I'm a conservative. And then I thought about it more and more before it finally died on the vine when certain people took it over and destroyed it.
Yeah.
What the hell do you need a secret dinner club for? So you are out of the closet. You said, yeah, in the beginning, I was from the Carolinas. I was from the South. So, you know, that's who I am. But really, you've stood there on the wall for years now saying, yep, I'm Nick. I love America. This is what I do. How hard has it been for you? And what is your message to not just people in your industry, but for, you know, people in the cinema watching your stuff who feel really intimidated and just want to keep their head down, Nick?
Well, you know, I'll say this. Like I said, I didn't learn early enough that I should have kept my mouth shut. So I don't know. I don't know if it's hurt me or not. I'm sure in some places it has. I'm sure there have been times when people say I don't want to work with that right wing nut job or whatever they say about me. But the fact of the matter is, I'm busier than I've ever been. I did 2 movies this year besides the one that I produced. I did a Western with Nicolas Cage, and then I did another Western with Gina Carano. And you know, I hope that people begin to stand up and not be afraid of these bullies anymore. That's what I thought was the ruination of FOA, was just the secret part. I asked the same question. Why are we hiding?
Yeah.
You know, there's thousands of us. Why don't we just say what we think
and
some, the hell with them,
and some of
know?
The biggest names in your Friends of Abe is hiding out. Okay, you screwed up my time clock. Now that you just said that, I got to ask you the last question, because I'm a massive fan. What was it like working with Nicolas Cage?
Oh, it was, you know, he was lovely. He was.
Is he just
really,
a dude,
really,
just a down-to-earth dude?
He's a very, very well-prepared. He comes to the set ready to go. No nonsense. I had a wonderful time. We had a lot. Most of my scenes were with him. We had long 3-page scenes that, you know, we had in-depth discussions our characters did in this movie. And he was just a delight. We had a great time together. And he obviously has good taste because he really liked me, too.
All right. I want that introduction, Nick Searcy. In the meantime, follow him at Yes Nick Searcy. Do you have a website, Nick?
No, I don't. But just go to capitalpunishmentthemovie.com and follow me on Twitter. That's about all the social media I do.
Okay, capitalpunishmentthemovie.com and also Yes Nick Searcy. Last question. What's the title of the movie that you did with Nick?
It's called The Old Way.
The Old Way.
Right. In both those movies, The Old Way and Terror on the Prairie, I am the title role. I'm the old guy in the Nick Chase.
And you're the terror.
I'm the terror in the Gina Carano.
Perfect. Perfect casting. God bless you, Nick. Keep doing what you do. You've been listening to me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is One-on-One. Wherever you are, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.